Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Mark Trignani. A lady called for me yesterday twice. I called back. There was no answer. I left a message.
Okay, let me see. Are you calling for yourself or somebody else?
Well, I'm Deborah Ann Lissessi's caregiver. And her number 154. I don't know what I do with the paper.
Oh, I got you. This is Deborah Lizowski, right?
Yeah, 923 South 2nd.
Okay, so let me just see here. Okay. Yeah, I called you. I wanted to follow up with you and see if the county's been in touch with you and if you've submitted the paperwork to the all the financials.
Last Monday, I went to the assistance program, public assistance abroad and federal, of course, from St. Rita Shrine. I went there last Monday. I gave the lady a big, big envelope, a lady named Linda, and I got the receipt in front of me, too.
All right. So, okay. So, sir, let me just see here. Okay. Let me know let me know when they've reached back out to you. Okay. These things take time.
I understand.
I sent in an email to them for an update. I'm still waiting for them to get back. Okay.
Well, I understand. They were busy that day. Because of what's going on with the food stamps. Everybody's getting there. Could you give me her number? It's 154, I think, or no?
Whose number?
Deborah Lizeski's.
You're not Deborah Lizeski?
I'm her caregiver, Mark Trignani. She's sitting in the chair next to me.
Uh-huh. So what do you want?
I needed that number when I call in her 154 number. I forgot the other numbers. If you want to, you don't have to.
I don't have the telephone number.
Oh, that's all right. Let it go. No big deal. I probably got it upstairs in my bedroom.
I don't mind getting it for you. I just don't know what kind of number you need. Is it her telephone number you need?
No, the number from American Independence when I call in.
Oh, that's 8. Well, you don't need to. Well, I'm not sure. Do you want to call into the county assistance office?
No, that's fine. And what do I do next?
Well, like I said, it's a little bit of a waiting process. I'll be in touch with you next week to see if they reached out to you at all. A service coordinator is going to be assigned, and you're probably going to have another assessment. So just look out for that and touch base with me if you hear anything. Okay? And I'll let you know on my end if we get any messages back from them.
Well, she really needs help, this lady. I mean, all the nurses come here and the therapists.
Right. So, like I said, we're heading in a good direction.
I understand. These are busy. I understand. I appreciate that. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, honey.
Yep, sure. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.